Most people talk about the damaging and traumatizing aspect of going through narcissistic abuse. And why wouldn't they do so? Because going through narcissistic abuse is extremely destructive. But there is this positive aspect of going through this experience that many people do not talk about. This is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about different ways going through narcissistic abuse changes you for good. Before we begin, please make sure that you are subscribed to the channel and press the bell icon to stay updated with everything latest that I post over here. Let's get started. Number one, going through narcissistic abuse inspires you to learn more about yourself, to look into your past and understand what trauma patterns got activated that led to you staying in this relationship with a narcissist. It helps you to understand, thoroughly understand what your experience was with your parents and how you experienced different forms of abandonment, neglect, and abuse with them. And then as that understanding happens, it invites you to healing them, to becoming whole again, to becoming the parent that you never had at the first place. So this inspiration leads to exploration, and that exploration leads to ultimate healing, which again becomes a safeguard when it comes to ending up with healthy partners or even narcissists. It just, you know, helps you to deeply know, have this insight into what you deserve and what you need to be with in your life, be it in romantic relationships or otherwise. Point number two, it helps you to truly understand how resilient you are and how strong you are than what you know about yourself. It helps you to understand that your capacity to tolerate distress is more than what you know about yourself. Because accept it or not, going through narcissistic abuse is a very devastating experience. It's like a psychological warfare and an equivalent to the warfare that happens in the physical world. So the wounds, the injuries are internal, but they're as deep and as damaging, as painful as the physical wounds. Therefore, surviving this form of destructive experience, surviving this kind of war needs resilience, needs strength. And now that at this point you're listening to me, you're listening to these words, it's in itself a proof that you have that strength within you, that you are more resilient and stronger than what you know about yourself. Before we move to number third, I'm curious to know how narcissistic abuse changed you for good. Just share your experiences in the comments below. Number third, it helps you to recognize your boundaries and it helps you to know what not to settle for. Because before the narcissist, and assuming that you had a trauma history before the narcissist, we have these patterns as trauma survivors, patterns like people pleasing, patterns of codependency, overgiving, complying, self-sabotage, and so on. We just settle. Therefore, we do not know ourselves and ultimately end up trying to find ourselves through them. And that leads to trauma, that leads to dysfunctional attachment. But after going through narcissistic abuse, even though it's painful, that pain leads you to know yourself more. It inspires you to have boundaries at the first place with other people. It's like creating this space from your personality, from your beingness, basically between your beingness and their beingness, so that you know your limits and they know your limits as well. You know what you deserve and what you don't deserve, what to settle for and what not to settle for, what to look for and what not to look for in a person. So it basically helps you to gain insight into yourself and ultimately find true meaning to your existence. Number four, you become a better observer of people in general and you pick up the red flags before the damage is done. Going through narcissistic abuse helps you to peek into people's psyche. You get to see the darker side of the humanity. Therefore, it's a deep learning process. You get to know how people function or how people deviate in their behaviors, how someone can have zero integrity and pretend to have it, and how deception looks like. You have been through all of that, which means one or the other way, your life trained you. Even though you do not have an academic degree, but you still were deeply trained by your life experiences with a narcissist. And that's what makes you a better observer of people's behavior, and you become more interested in depth than the shallowness. And what that does in turn is it just helps you to catch red flags, pick up red flags quite easily and quite early in a situation than just, you know, testing waters for 2 months and then finding out, well, it's a same narcissist, same person with a different face. Therefore, that leads to less time wastage, more understanding of people in general, and picking the right people. Final and the number five, it makes you more compassionate and empathetic when it comes to understanding people's experiences. Going through narcissistic abuse exposes you to an adverse and extreme form of pain. Therefore, you know what it means to suffer. And suffer for real. You know what it means to be with it and feel helpless and feel lonely in the middle of it. And what that does is when you survive and heal and you start appreciating the humanity in general, you start understanding people through your emotions. That is what empathy is. You know what it is to be on a spot where getting help seems impossible. You know what it means to give someone support because you probably never got it. You deeply know what it means to be truly compassionate. So overall, it grows you as a person. It connects you with that collective compassion. Compassion in the collective and for the collective. It makes you spiritual. It helps you to, it connects you with the higher awareness, if you understand what I mean. It just helps you to know yourself more. So that was it for today's episode. I hope that you liked it, you enjoyed it, and if you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you very soon in the next episode. Till then, let the healing begin.